Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that your kingdom is established, that it's got everything pertaining to life in it for mankind, and it's come in Christ Jesus, your Son, King, our Savior, our big brother. And so we just thank you that your kingdom comes on South Africa, Africa, and the world powerfully, Father God, that everyone can look to you and not be deceived by these kings of darkness that are pushing the deception, Father God, so as to keep people away from the king and the kingdom and your wonderful plan for their lives. Lord, raise up workers for the harvest field to go out and teach the people and to disciple the people and bring them to the king and to your vineyard, your kingdom, in Jesus' name, amen.
We read Psalm 145 from verse 14 to 17 from the TPT translation. Weak and feeble ones you will sustain. Those bent over with burdens of shame you will lift up. You have captured our attention and the eyes of all look to you. You give what they hunger for at just the right time. When you open your generous hand, it's full of blessings, satisfying the longing of every living thing. You are fair and righteous in everything you do, and your love is wrapped into all your work.
Hallelujah. I think I go back to yesterday's reading where you see your godly ones bow down to you, receive from you, and they tell the world of the lavishing splendor of your kingdom and preach about your limitless power. And they will demonstrate for all to see your miracles of might and reveal the glorious majesty of your kingdom. So that's for us, the body of Christ. That is for us, the branches in the vine. Those are It's for us, the body parts, at least looking to the head, Jesus. And we see the need of preaching the gospel and telling the world of the splendor of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the kingdom of God with the King. And I'm stirred up with this, especially this morning as I listened to that message there of the kings of darkness. They are so working and operating and pushing their deception and the kingdom of darkness that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy with these vaccines. And so it's just an encouragement again for us, the body of Christ, to pray for workers in these harvest fields to get these people to see right, think right, and live right in the presence of the Lord, in the kingdom. And like it says, the weak and the feeble ones you will sustain. Those bent over with the burdens of shame you will lift up. And the sad thing is, many of these, the poor, is taught to look to the rich, look to these deceived kings, and love, and just look for money, and then just believe everything they want to give them, where they are out to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So I pray this verse, you have captured our attention and the eyes of all look to you. You give what they hunger for at just the right time. And this just stirs my heart, you know, that the gospel can be reached out and the king and the power of this kingdom can be made so real to these people, that they don't look to these false kings, these deceived rulers, these power-hungry, money lovers, and they look to their God, they look to the true king, and they look to the kingdom, and so that you can bring about everything you have in mind for them, and they can satisfy their longing. So we just pray, Father God, for a real move of your spirit, that What the evil one wants to do, he's got no place in Jesus' name with this malaria vaccines. And not, I mean, they are busy on so many other fields as well, on so many other areas, on what they're giving the people to eat and to drink. But we thank you, Father God. We know your kingdom is here, your king is here. And I thank you, Lord, that you just raise up your workers for the harvest field to reach out and to wake the people up, and especially the poor, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, and he's anointed us to preach this gospel to the poor, that you wake open their eyes to the deception, and but more than that, Lord, you open their eyes to where their true help comes from, and where their true hunger of the spirit, soul, and body can be satisfied, and they can be sustained in every way to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, and shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.